tinotenda.
Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ngubem. On Live Talk, we are discussing the food situation in Zimbabwe with the Food and Agriculture Organization announcing that nearly 3.5 million people are in urgent need of food aid due to a drought. But first, a look at what is happening in other parts of the world. In South Africa, skateboarding is enjoying something of a revolution. The once predominantly male pursuit is attracting more and more women. VOA Zaha Kasim reports from Johannesburg.
Boards, helmets, knee pads, and a whole lot of determination to bounce back when you take a tumble. Welcome to Girl Skate. It might not always look graceful, but it's a blast for these kids. Girl Skate was founded by Sharnay Jacobs about 10 years ago when she realized she was often the only female in her local skate park. Sharnay was determined to spark a change. Today, she holds free training sessions in Soweto and other impoverished communities like this one in Kaya Sands.
This was the perfect opportunity for me to get a skate park in for them and start doing sessions with them, because I do believe that skateboarding can teach life lessons to the kids and it can help them a lot.
Perseverance, confidence, and a splash of self-expression. Jacobs is instilling these values in her students. 17-year-old Maya Mashaba has only been skating for 3 months, but is already feeling the thrill.
Oh, I feel so good. Like, it's very fun. It's scary to see someone else doing it, but once you try, it's very nice.
Mashaba has women's skateboarding trailblazers like skateboarder Bopelo Awua to look up to. She represented South Africa at the Tokyo Olympics in 2021. Awua was only 15 years old, and unfortunately, an injury kept her out of the games, but her presence was part of a trend. Awua initially got into skateboarding because of her brother. She would see him in the yard skating with his friends, and when they weren't looking, she would borrow his board and start practicing. Today, the girls don't have to sneak around, play with the boys.
Now, I feel like they don't really have a choice because there's been such a rapid growth of female skateboarders, it's kind of become normal. And some of the female skateboarders, I mean, we're skating at the same level or very close level as the boys, so there's not really much they can do about it but just to accept it openly.
Awua is trying to win a spot in this year's Olympic Games in Paris. And if she gets there, she wants her performance to bring even more goals to the sport that has given us so much joy. Siri Kasim, VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
In other news, a former finance minister, Tendai Biti, was convicted today of verbally assaulting a Russian woman, Tatiana Aleshina. While delivering her judgment, Harare magistrate Fuongai Kuriro said the complainant's evidence was inconsistent and exaggerated, but still found Biti guilty. Biti's lawyer, Alec Mutadeama, speaks to Studio 7.
We contest the verdict of guilt and we are going to appeal to the High Court on various grounds. One, on the basis that we felt strongly that this was a constitutional matter which ought to have been referred to the Constitutional Court. We also contest the legality of Section 89(1)(b) under which he was charged. We also contest the findings of the magistrate that the witnesses were credible. And we also contest the fact that Tendai's evidence was not rebutted by the state. So for these reasons, we are going to file an appeal to the High Court. But because the trial itself has not been terminated, we await tomorrow's proceedings to find out what sentence is likely to face. Then we'll take it up together with the conviction. So the chances are that we'll appeal against both conviction and sentence. So for now, the matter has been rolled over to tomorrow at 10 o'clock. for continuation. So tomorrow we'll be addressing the court on mitigation in the state. If they have, they will be addressing on aggravation. Then we leave it to the magistrate to decide.
That was BT's lawyer, Alec Amuchade Ama, speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Meanwhile, the government says it has set up an inter-ministerial task force to investigate evictions and demolitions in the country. Information Minister Jenfan Musuere speaks to Studio 7.
An inter-ministerial task force has been set up to be able to analyze on a case-by-case basis on what really transpired and what needs to be done. It's more about what needs to be done, but also to underline the fact that land barons will always be topical, that the law enforcement agencies will always be prepared to address or to apprehend any land barons who are conducting illegal businesses around the country. But the president has always stressed that the government is humanistic. This is a government of the people, and we respect people.
What will become of the demolitions? Are they going to stop or?
No, they've already been suspended way back. We are now looking at how best we can come up with a sustainable solution to provide a long-lasting solution in terms of housing, agricultural land, and infrastructure development. The president has already indicated clearly that he wants security of tenure. He wants to ensure that property rights are respected, and at the same time, he has indicated through the title deeds program, he has been in a position to provide some of the infrastructure in major cities and also in other rural areas, and also providing title deeds under the presidential title deeds program.
Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today, we are talking about the current food situation in the country at a time when American economist Steve Hank says Zimbabwe has the world's highest inflation rate at 1,367%, followed by Argentina with just 197%. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by Chief Kulumani Matema of Ngameni in Gwanda and Amatobo Mangwe, Ward 17, Councillor Mpendulo Ncube. Yes, siyalambulela kuhlelo. Siyabonga, siyaphila. Sizaqala ngani Nduna Matema. Sikhangela isimo sendlala. Kumi njani khona ngapho eGwanda?
Indlala inkulu kakhulu. Inkulu kakhulu kuyadanisa ukukhona ukuthi ebantwini. Njalo abantu bavele bona bengapha ngokuthi eGwanda ngapha bame kakhulu enkomeni. Nga inkomo zivele zinamba zikhangela ukuthi zizawusa into ezidala ukuthi bakhiphe enjaleni. Kuthi ukuthi bazabe bele njalo imali isayo abantu bakithi imali. Ngoba into engakhangela the welfare for what they want in the Latin Pomeza for a general survey. To know what the Matti Mumuye 400 bags for our village. That include Isizwe, iMayezane, iMafanke, iGalaza, iMumumu, iMaphani 1 le 2 leMagugu. So amazilizo nalana ngaphansi kwe-Ward 7. So we have 200 bags. In 400 bags is not even enough for the village. So indlala ukuthi inkulu ifuna okuningi okufanele kukhangelwe, ingazi i-state of government to take this ngenini njani. Ngoba hayi kukhanya indlala inkulu kakhulu, abantu abaningi bakufuna ukudla, bayakuswela futhi. Njalo sokudura kakhulu akubambeki, ngoba imali esetshenziswayo futhi i-forex yangkhona kayikho phakathi kwelizwe. Kusuka lapho le simo senkomo kathi sihle ngoba izulu kaninanga okuya ngaphi ukuthi kuyabe kulanda inkomo nabantu. Engikhangelele khona ukuthi i-government should provide ama-safe spaces or open spaces for those who want to access ukuthi bangenele bancedise kungabi lama-conditionalities ukuthi kuthiwe hhayi abanye abanje asoze bancede kumbe kuzanceda laba kumbe ama-NGOs asozavumela ukuthi a-operate kodwa ngikhangelela ukuthi ngabavule those spaces ngenzela ukuthi abantu basizakale ngoba indlela le yinkulu ayifuni into eyedwa ukuthi ancedise abantu.
Hayi siyabonga baba Mathema. Sibuye kuwe Councillor Ncube, kumi njani emangwe khona ngapho isimo sendlala?
Madala mtambi kuyethula ukuthi njengoba ubaba ebethile lapho ukuthi isimo sendlala yitho esingathi siyahlupha, singakhangelelanga abantu kakhulu njalo sikhangelele izifuyo, ngoba siyazi ukuthi endile vele umuntu oyindoda wayebonakala nobuningi bezifuyo zakhe. Njalo uma sikhangele ukuthi ilanga leli ngendlela elithisa ngakhona, uma lingaqhubeka lithisa ngendlela elithisa ngakhona manje, sithi ngagcina silahlekela izifuyo eziningi ngoba sikhangele abaningivele banante ngezifuyo ngaphakhangelanga indaba ze-mine ngokuningi lethu sibhalanse ngezifuyo. So indaba ivele ithi kuqala ezifuyweni, singavele sijele zona lizo ezifuyo esizoyehluleka ukuthi sikwanise ukuthi siziphilise ngezigaba ngezigaba, ngoba ngokuningi vele yikho lapho esikhangelele khona ukuthi siyithole khona inzuzo. Ngoba makhangele ngamandlela ngikhulumisele manje amasisi abantu abaningi awelile sekungamahlanga yena ngoba ngamahlanga umbindi ungabandleki. So kutho ukuthi asazi ukuthi kuzoba njani lo nyaka, into ekade sifisa ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi sithole uncedo masinyane, especially kuma-NGOs nakuma-contracti besayina ama-contracti besinesifiso sokuthi besincedise kakhulu bekwanise ukusayina ama-long-term contract bengasayini ama-short-term contract, ngoba lo nyaka ngibona ngazani ukuthi ngaba nzima kakhulu.
Hayi siyabonga Ncube. Baba Mathema, ngesikhathi lesikwejele ukuthi abantu babe sebeqalisa ke ukudla izinto ezithene eziyabe ziphuma emasimini, lonyaka emasimini kunjani? Kule themba na lokuthi abantu bangazuza okuncane bengadobha lapha lalaphana na?
Akulalutho ngitsho ukuthi kumbe ukuthi kuthiwa bangadobha lokhu ulude nje into abathiwa ngalo mlalo luyababagamu ungani udla isihaqa. Okwakhathesi kubi sibi kakhulu ngoba kulaa ntoni ngathi abantu bangaphephela kiwo, ngoba ngenkomo bayesaba ukuthi bavula uchapho. Ungananzela ngalesi sikhathi izithelo eziningi ziyazitholakala egangeni, okuthi abantu babe zilodelele ukuthi zombuya bezenzani lonyaka kakukho konke khonokho onke indumba eziyabe ziyimbhida nangakukho konke kunokho umbuvile nje uzivele utshulele phansi, akusangeneki emasimini uyesabeka ngisho uthini.
lawa manje futhi ngikhangela ukuthi azashoda.
Yebo baba Mathema, ngilibambe mbijana khonapho kulomunye ofonileyo. Manini simuzwe bese liqhubekela phambili. Hallo, lingenile kuhlelo, salibonani? Hallo. Yebo, linjani?
Mfowethu, noma uyangizwa na?
Ye, hayi, ngiyakuzwa baba. Ungenile kuhlelo, usithinta ungapi?
Nangise South Africa baba.
Hayi, siyabonga. Ukubona njani umumo lo ole oyindlala lapha eZimbabwe?
Mfowethu, lesimo leso sibi kakhulu. Sibi kakhulu ekuyikuthi eminyakeni edlule seke ngayibona, ngibona ukuthi kuza kuba kubi kakhulu ngoba manje amabele akhona sese atha masinyane, and futhi namanzi mangithi ngibhekile wezifuyo azosese ashe, okuyikuthi yinkinga enkulu kakhulu, okuyikuthi bengathiwa bekungancediseka. Angazi kanjani, kodwa ke sengikhalela abantu ngoba abantu lapho abanakekelwanga lapho eZimbabwe. Afuna ucamba amangazi okukhuluma nje iqiniso, ubhekwe laba abaphezulu abavele abadlayo, kodwa ke laba abakuground lapho bazokufa. Angifuni ukutela amanga ngendlela isimo esingakhona, kunzima.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu baba ukusixhuma kuhlelo. Siqhubekela phambili. Lingaphenduka ndune yami Mathema, liqhubekele phambili lichasise belikuchasisa njalo lisiphe nje imbono yenu ngosanda kokukhuluma lapha obesixhuma eSouth Africa.
Hayi, bangaqhubeka umithi wodaba naye nendlela abona ngayo, kodwa mina lapho okunye elengithi ngikugcizelele kumbe ngikuthaya kuzwela ukuthi kufana ukuthi ngabe khathesi uhulumende uzephumile ukuthi ufake ama-drainage for izigaba zonke, uzame ukuthi ugeje amanzi ngoba amanzi vele yiwo impilo yabantu, yiwo inotho ngathi ungasikhangele kunyaka zawakho amanzi. So abantu bazalamba amanzi, bazaba impomo ziyalamba amanzi, bengikhangelela ukuthi njengoba i-climate change ingatsho nto efike namuhla, yinto vele besihlala sihelwa ukuthi ikhona. Besiyibonele ngani sibukubhala okufanele ukuthi bekufanele ukuthi uhulumende nakule nto enje evele ekwazi ukuthi avele athi akhangise athi attend to this, ngoba njengaba asebhotswana ngo-December already they are pulling amanzi from ePhalabhe esiya kuthiwa emulubulo, it is about 200 kilometers. Engikhangelela ukuthi layo i-situation esilayo leyo kufanele ukuthi izambezi-water project ngabe sikhuluma ukuthi i-pipework yonke isiyenziwe ibone ukuthi izonithi isibulawayo ngamanzi, ngoba hhayi isimo kathi ma ngakuhle.
Hayi, siyabonga. Siphenduke kuwe Councillor Ncube, udaba lwamanzi lapha kuminjani khona ngapho eMangwe? Sikhangela izifuyo konke labantu abadinga ukuthi babethola amanzi okunatha, kuminjani ngalesi sikhathi?
Indaba yamanzi iyahlisa kakhulu ngoba amakulandelela izikotsho ezisebenza kakhesi izikotsho ezindala ezayakho kudala, and masikhangele kakhesi isikotsho lezi insimbi zakhona sezaruswa. One, two, ngoba kutshisa kanje i-water table iyayisha. Mayisihlile bese sithole ukuthi insimbi ezafakwa laphana zafakwa isikhathi busasenamanzi, amanzi sasemaningi. So ngobuningi bazo zona lezo zikotho sezihota umoya, ngenxa yokuthi manje ukushisa khona lokhu sekuyehlise ama-water table. Mina ma ngikhangele kwami iwadi kunezikotho eziningi kakhulu 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 ezifuna i-attention ukuthi ngabe mhlawumbe zingagejwa futhi zithone ukuze kutholakale amanzi. Then ma ngikhangele namadamu, amadamu amaningi seyagcwala udaka, amanye seyadilika. Ngikhuluma nje manje ewadini kulamadamu ayi-2 kuphela engiwabona edine amanzi, kwezinye indawo akulamadamu. ngikhuluma nje isifuyo ngokuningi izakhamizi bayakotshoza and ukuzima obukhona ezakhamizini eziningi abantwana sebahamba baya egoli basala ogogo nabokhulu so uma besele ogogo nabokhulu zele izifuyo zonke lezingathithi ezikhole so kusuka kube nzima laphana kudinga kudala ukuthi khona a izakhamizi zigcine sezilahlekelwa izifuyo or mhlawumbe zigcine sezihamba ngega so indaba yamanzi vele very critical mina ngokubona kwami i-prioritize indaba yamanzi kuqala ngoba amanzi evele eyimpilo wona ngokwawo singabasaba ukudla phezulu indawo ingaba namanzi mina ngibona i-survivor kakhulu kunokuthi kube lokuyo okungasimani.
Hayi siyabonga ye baba Mathema, siyabona iindubo zonke lezi. Ithemba labantu lingavela ngapi lapha njengoba kukhanya sengathi kuwomile kangaka njalo le ntengo lasese siyazikhwela libona sengathi kuyini okufanele kwenziwe ukuthi kuphathiswe abantu?
Ukudla okuthengiswayo lokudla okufolwayo ikakhulu nxa kulokulokhu okuthengiswayo kuyakuhlangethi kusondele kakhulu kubuye ebantwini abantu bakuthenge kuseduze kube sekufika lokudla kwenkomo lakho kuyabe kufisa ukuthi kusukuswe lapho emathawuni lapha kakhulu kuye kuhlalele emakhaya khona ngale lapho kuvele kule nkomo khona kube yikho ukudla okulanda inkomo abantu bekwenzela ukuthi bangabi lekhosi yokuthwala ngoba into engiyibone ngani izalimazana laba ababefisa ukuthi bafide kodwa amabhoni fanele agede sibile indawo phose zonke ekwenzela ukuthi amanzi azuzakale nxa kudingakala ukuthi njalo amanye amadamu avulwe ngoba nganinanzelele kule damu lapha esikhule njengomthabezi liyalithi kwesikhathi kungaba nzima njengoba kunje bangavula amanzi ehlekele umfula laphana abantu bangazuzela phezulu amanzi ethelethebeni ngenkomo ngithi zizuze kunathi ngoba ukuphila kwenkomo yikho kwenza ukuthi kuphile umuntu naye inkomo zifile abantu indlela izabo izabahlupha kakhulu okumangalisayo kodwa ama-prize lawo awokudla kufanele kwehliswe ngoba ungananzelele ama-prizesi ungawuqathanisa leholo kakuhambisani iholo zathola ukuthi kakula muntu okhola kodwa i-$500 ezimbabwe ungananzelela xa ukhangela babesitho ukuthi sonke abantu phose abaningi or the majority of the people bangaphansi kwe-poverty data line okungangokuthi ufika abantu bathwele ubuzima obukhulu ngoba ukwenza abantwana yinto evele izima kakhulu nxa kuvele ilizwe lingamanga kuthi njalo abantu bengafoli imali ezibasuthisayo kumbe endelela ukuthi ziyegegwa lokhu kudla abaphisetikilekhona ezetafula abantwana bayo.
Hayi siyabonga sekungene njalo kuhlelo ubaba uEfidlela Ncube oyingcwethi ecubungula ezwe notho baba Ncube, sibona kule mibiko ekhutshiweyo eveza ukuthi iZimbabwe yilo ilizwe eliphezulu nxa kukhangelwa i-inflation linalokhu likubona njani?
Kakhulu ithuba lokuba ngabe ngihlanganyele engxoxweni. Kuyinto enzima kakhulu ngoba kutsho ukuthi izinto ziyakhwela kakhulu, intengo yazo zijiyana kakhulu leholo labantu. Kanti kasingakhohlwa ukuthi abantu abaningi eZimbabwe kabasebenzi, kabaqhatshwanga, kakula industry, kakula economy yokuthi basebenze. Ngokunjalo-ke iningi labantu vele kabanayo le okuthiwa phecelezi i-income, indlela yenzuzo abangakwazi ukuthi bathenge ngayo. Bengabayanga benjalo behlupheka kanjalo besidla imbuya ngothi kanjalo bathola into zikhwela zisiya phezulu zingeneliseki. Kutsho khona ukuthi kuza kwanda lokho esithi malnutrition, ukugula ngenxa yokuswela ukudla okwanelisekile emzimbeni. Kutsho khona ukuthi abantwana besikolo abaningi babehamba bengadlanga okuzabalimaza kakhulu ezifundweni zabo. Kutho kakhulu khona lokho njalo ukuthi abaningi sebezabalala bengadlanga ngokuya kwesikhathi bagcine belimaza njalo emzimbeni yabo. Kanti imali eningi ekade abantu beyisebenzisa ukufundisa abantwana, ukusa abantu ezibhedlela, ukubhadala irenti nokwenza zonke leziya zinto ezibathintayo isizathenga ukudla ngokuba kuyakhwela ukudla, kuthiwa ngesikhiwa yi-food inflation, iyakwela kakhulu isho ukuthi abantu abasenelisi ukuthi bathenge ukudla ngokuba banengelwe ngabayanga.
Ye, ungakayikhatshana laphana Ncube, sikhangela isimo lesi konke lokukhwela kwentengo yempahla kanye lokuswelakala kokudla. Umnyaka lo liwubona unjani? Njalo yikwini okungaphathisa?
Umnyaka lo mubi kakhulu ngawuqhathanisa leminyaka yendlala yokuswelakala kwezulu yesomiso. Lo nyaka kuyona le isilimo lesisizini lesikhuluma ngento abanye abayisebe iqambo 1947 khona le mova ngokuba asikhangelelanga ukuthi kube lezulu eliya ngathi njengoba izulu lingananga kutsho khona ukuthi isivuno sizaba singane. Nxa isivuno sisingane kuyasilela ukudla, nxa kusilela ukudla kuyakhwela kudule njengoba sisisho. Kanti-ke abantu bazaswela amanzi. Amanzi-ke ukuswelakala kwawo kuthinta izinto eziningi kakhulu. Akuthinti kudla kuphela, akuthinti isuwa reticulation, ukuhamba kwezinto lezi esithi isuwa, akuthinti manzi okunatha kumba ukuthelezela kuphela. Kuyathinta njalo indlela yokutholakala kwe-electricity. Njengoba sise-Southern Africa kungananga izulu, asibali nje eZimbabwe kuphela, kuse-Southern Africa. Kutsho khona ukuthi umfula lo kuthiwa nguZambezi kasoze abe namanzi eneleyo ukuthi iKariba leCampo-Labasa zisithe amagetsi. Kutsho khona ukuthi sizasilela amagetsi, nxa kusilela amagetsi kuzalimaza ezomnotho njalo. So ziningi izinto ezizaba yinkinga. Okudingakalayo ukuthi kwenziwe esimeni esinjengasona lesi ukuthi uhulumende adikle lokhu esithi i-national disaster ngokuphangisa, ukwenzela ukuthi yonke into ekhona elizweni, ama-resources wonke asetshenziswe ukuthi aphe abantu ukudla, avikele izifuyo, ngokuba izifuyo ziyinotho, izifuyo ziyi-income, izifuyo kulapho kuphilwa khona ebantwini njengoba bengena-industry. Kukhuliswe njalo indlela zokuthi kugejwe izibhorane zokubambisa edolobheni, ngokuba emadolobheni abantu vele bazaswela amanzi. Khona manje sikhuluma abantu bahlela 4 days bengelawo amanzi ngo-February lo. Kuyafika nini u-August, u-September, u-October, kutsho ukuthi abantu bazobe sebevalela amanzi isikhathi eside. Kuyadingeka ukuthi kube nendlela zona lezo zokuthi bagejelwe amabhoholi. Kuyadingeka ke futhi ukuthi uhulumende ngokuya phambili singasabali lo nyaka kuphela, kube nendlela ezilula lezo kuthiwa ngeze-water harvesting, ukugcina amanzi. Kube namadamu amaningi, izifula lezifundlana lemifula, kube namadamu amanzi alondolozwe. Kube nendlela njalo zokuthi kutholakale amanzi akagesi angaveli emanzini.
Yes, siyabonga
khona lokho. Kodwa ke sesingagijimisa kwakhathesi ngoba sine emergency. Kudingakala izinto ezizakwenza ukuthi abantu babe lokudla bangafi, izifuyo zingafi.
Yes, siyabonga baba Ncube. Isikhathi sesigijimile. Esintwini sethu sizatshela unduna uMathema ukuthi asigqibele ngamafitshane laphana. Ngenani baba, lisigqibele.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu Ncube. Hayi, ngibona engani singabambabamba khonokho esikuthintayo okwakhathesi yikho okuyabe kumcoka. Bengikhalelele ukuthi uhulumende okwakhathesi inhlelo zokwakha lokho imigwaqo nangani okunye kungalela eceleni yokukhangele indaba yokudla ngokuzivete kwenza abantu baphile. Okunye lokhu kuza sokubonakala ngoba abantu basesimeni esiyisibili esibuhlungu, ngoba njengoba ngikhethile nje ukuthi nxa kuvele kuphila inkomo abantu labo bayathula, kodwa ngase kuthisa inkomo sokuzipha abantu. And ungakhangele kakhulu emthulweni wangapha emandebeleni, utho ukuthi nxa kuza kuthisa inkomo uthi sokusisa izikolo, ngoba abantu vele babhadala amasizi ngayo ukuthingisa inkomo lezo. So ukuthi sibe nabantu abazafunda kuhle okwalesi sikhathi siphakathi kwe inkalakatha enkunzi yendlala le, kuzavele ukuthi bambeka kanzima kakhulu.
Ye, hayi, siyabonga baba Mathema. Ngithatha lesi sikhathi ukuthi ngibonge lonke elingenileyo kuhlelo. Unfortunately we are out of time. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.